Let's shift the focus of our attention for a time away from the breath and a sense of the body as a whole. Of course, we're still going to be breathing and we're still going to have a body, so it's not that we're abandoning the breath or the body. But let's feature center stage in the field of awareness sound. This whole domain, this whole sensory domain, where the world, courtesy of the air, by the way, is making its way to our ears. And just hearing what's here to be heard. Not going out and actually seeking for sound, listening really hard, striving to hear, but simply letting sounds arrive at your door, letting them come to you, and resting in an awareness of hearing sounds and the spaces between them and the silence inside, you might say, and underneath all sound as we sit here, as we lie here, still breathing, still in our bodies, so to speak, but now we're featuring the domain of hearing and letting everything else be in the wings and bringing the same quality of attention moment by moment by moment to the hearing that we brought to the whole eating of the raisin and then to the breath and the body. Moment by moment by moment, giving ourselves over, you could say, to the soundscape. Sounds near, sounds far, and being the hearing, being this faculty of knowing that's before thinking. It doesn't have to go out and label everything that you're hearing and think about it, but just the direct perceiving of sound and the spaces between them, inside them, underneath them, as we sit here, as we lie here. Bathing in the soundscape such as it is. Noticing the mind may prefer some sounds to others, may come up with thinking that if only you had better sounds or put on some music, you'd be having a better meditation. As best you can, letting go of all of that. It's just thinking and being with what you're already hearing. However it is, good, bad, or ugly, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, doesn't matter at all. It's the awarenessing that's important, not the particulars of the objects of attention. And perhaps even marveling at this amazing sense that we have that allows us to hear and therefore know anything at all in the domain of sound and the spaces between them. You already know how to hear, just hearing. And being the knowing. Of course, if the mind wanders, as it will, just continually noticing what's on your mind when it's not attending to hearing and coming back to featuring the hearing center stage over and over again. Hearing not just with the ears, maybe, but with the whole of your body, with your bones, with your skin. Now, this could be a whole meditation in its own right that could go on for as long as you like, as with every other meditation we're visiting. But in the context of this program, right now we'll actually, if you care to redirect the attention once again, this time to the domain of thinking, perhaps to all of those things that you thought were intrusions in all the other attempts to stay present with an object like the breath or sense of the body as a whole or sounds. So now let's actually attend to the stream of our thinking and treat it in the same way that we're treating sound, like little secretions in the mind that come and go, and seeing if we can just detect them as thoughts. Thoughts known, held, seen, felt in awareness as thoughts. It could be thoughts about anything, thoughts about the past, thoughts about the future, thoughts about why you're not finding many thoughts as you're looking for thoughts. But the point is not to look for thoughts, to just be aware of them if and when they come by. So the thought of not being able to find a thought is a thought. And you may notice that as you sit here or lie here, watching your thoughts, that they tend to have an emotional charge or valence associated with them. So some are very pleasant thoughts. Some may be very anxiety-producing thoughts or depressing kinds of thoughts or frightening kinds of thoughts. And here we're treating all thoughts as equal and about as interesting, actually, as what you had for dinner 3 or 4 nights ago. So we're not particularly interested in the content, although awareness can know the content, but we're not being sucked into the content or the emotion, but to simply be aware of thoughts as events in the field of awareness, as if they were bubbles coming off the bottom of a pot of boiling water, or bubbles in a stream, or an image that Tibetans like to use, writing on water. They come, they go, if we don't feed them, if we don't pursue them, if we don't reject them. So resting here in awareness of thinking and of any emotions that come through, whether they're on the sad side or the scary side or the angry side or the happy side or the joyful side, just allowing awareness to hold it all. Thoughts and feelings, as if they were sounds, not taking it all so personally. Noticing how often they want to pull us into the past or obsess about the future, planning, worrying, and just being the knowing, resting in awareness as the thoughts and emotions come and go like waves dancing on the sea, or like writing on water, or like soap bubbles that, when we touch them with awareness, no matter what their charge, no matter how much they've plagued us in the past, tend to go poof, just like soap bubble, poof. Being the knowing, not caught in thought. And again, of course, if you do get caught, which you will, as soon as you notice that you are downstream in the thought stream, way, way far away from attending to your thinking, you're already back, not criticizing yourself, not castigating yourself, simply noting how things are now and moving back into the frame of awarenessing what's unfolding in the mind, in the heart, in this moment. The awareness being already free. Not plagued by the thoughts, not tormented by thoughts, not imprisoned by them. Just knowing them and befriending them and settling into stillness and the spaciousness and the silence that awareness already is. This is a hard practice. This is not necessarily what you'd call a beginner's practice, although maybe beginners are best at it. But it's not easy to not be sucked into the thought stream or to be carried away by emotions, especially afflictive emotions. But it isn't hard either once you understand that the awareness is really critical. So if you get carried downstream, so what? No problem. Not taking it personally, just over and over and over again, resting in the awareness. And your thinking and your feelings and everything that appears will show you and teach you everything that you need to know. And if you do feel like you're overwhelmed or gotten lost in thought or in emotions that you really don't want to deal with at this moment, well, you know, you can always go back to the breath. You can always go back to the breath, to a sense of the body as a whole, sitting here or lying here, and do that for 30 or 40 years. They're not like one practice superior to another. They're all different doors into the same room. And so whatever door feels most congenial to you at the moment, it's fine. It's the awarenessing that's important, not the objects that you're paying attention to or that are plaguing you. If you don't take them personally, they won't take you so personally. And there's freedom right inside this moment, this sitting here, this being human, this knowing that's bigger than thinking. This befriending of the mind and the heart as they are. This befriending of silence and stillness that are so native to our experience as human beings and also so foreign because we ignore them so much. Moment by moment, knowing what's on your mind. Moment by moment by moment, knowing, feeling what is in your heart right here, right now. As if your life depended on it.